Tired of home headaches, leaky faucets, cluttered garages, and DIY disasters got you down? Tune in to Around the House with Eric G., your guide to simple fixes, smart upgrades, and home hacks that save time and money. Now, subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel at Around the House HQ for tips, tricks, exclusive interviews with industry-leading experts in design and construction, all in stunning 4K. Search at Around the House HQ on YouTube and hit subscribe today. Don't miss out. Make your house a home with Around the House HQ.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining me today. First off, I wanted to say, guys, happy birthday, number 56, to my co-host, John Dudley. Man, I met him way back when, had to been early 2000s. And we were working together. I mean, I did my first home improvement television show on a show called Designer Finals back in the day. Now, Designer Finals was an interesting one because there was a designer, my friend, Breanne Rick, who I had worked with for years. She wanted to go to college, and she did. If I remember right, I think the college was like the Rocky Mountain School of Design, thing like that. Well, MTV Real World at the time had stopped production, so they had brought on all the people from that, which means drama, which means all the stuff that I really kind of hate as far as, I mean, hate is a strong word, but for this one it is. I hate manufactured drama. I'll never do it in a show. And I didn't do it then either. It was crazy. So I had actually we always give Kevin a hard time in the show, but Kevin's the guy that was Johnny's kind of salesperson, had some construction experience, all that stuff. So Kevin, great guy, no problem with him. We just like to poke a little fun at him. But anyway, long story short, I get there, and of course, the production team creates all this drama. They call the tile guy that was supposed to be there one day, told him to show up the next day, even though we had already set it up. They told us that we had 3 days to do this design and get it all built up and done. Oh no, those were 6-hour days. Those weren't 12-hour days. Those weren't construction days. They cut our time for construction back by 50%. So towards the end, we knew there were some things on this project that was just physically impossible to get done. And the production team came up to me and said, okay, Eric, as the design expert in this and Breanne being the student, we want you to make her cry. I just looked at him and went, no, I'm not getting paid for this. So I can leave. I'm not going to make my friend cry and make her look like the crying designer. Never was going to do that to her. She was a good friend. Wonder what happened to her. I haven't seen her in years. But anyway, long story short, Breanne was awesome. Great to see her career because she was so talented. Take off with that. And the homeowners loved it. But, you know, of course, that was the first time I learned that what you see on TV, what happened in the job site, aren't really the case. But they went through and filmed it and aired. So I had stolen him, 20-something years ago to do that. And we did a lot of projects together. And then Johnny had me helping manage his band, Dudley. I was helping them get their album together, helping, you know, kind of design the album art, working on that kind of stuff. And I was getting ready to fly out to Wellborn Cabinet in Anniston, Alabama area for a week of consultation stuff that I was doing with them. We were picking out next year's colors. Johnny goes, hey man, can you do me a favor? I'm like, yeah, sure. What? He goes, I need a bass player. He knew that I had been a bass player. Hell, I hadn't played bass for 20 years at that point, it seemed. Maybe 15. Been a bit. And he's like, and we got a show in a week and a half. We're playing one of our friends' weddings, doing all our original stuff. Might have to learn a couple songs. And I'm like, Dude, I'm gone next week. That means I have a week of band practice and I'm in and I haven't played in 15 years. What did I do? Took my bass to me with me all the way to Alabama. Did all that. Got it knocked out. Got it there. Practiced in the evenings after dinner. The nice thing is that is not a party town. It was when we were there in the county that we kind of stayed in was a blue county. So it wasn't like we were out having a good time at night. So every night after dinner, I'd sit there and practice through the songs. You know, and I made it through and it's fun. But Johnny and I have had our ups and downs since then. And just happy birthday, brother. And that's why his expertise is really great on the show. And I enjoy having him on here. So I'll put up a Facebook post here in a little bit saying happy birthday to Johnny. So I wanted to talk today, and happy birthday, Johnny. I wanted to talk today a little bit about timelines of construction projects. Specifically, what does a bathroom and what does a kitchen remodel take to have somebody come in and do it? First off, I am not a believer. I am not a fan of the two-day bathroom project. I am not a fan of the five-day kitchen remodel because really, you can't do that and do it well, in my opinion. Because here's the thing. If you're going to do a bathroom remodel, you're going to have a day of demo, taking everything out, getting it cleaned up, getting it all done. The problem is by the time you rip out the flooring, you got the walls, you got everything out of there that needs to come out of there. Many times it's down to the studs because you got water damage. You need to move some electrical. You need to move some plumbing. Many times it's just easier to take the drywall out and start over so you got something smooth to work with versus a lot of patches. Contractor comes in, there's day one. Day two, you're starting to do the repairs, getting stuff put together. Maybe you've got an electrician out there and a plumber out there that's roughing in the new shower stuff, all that stuff. Maybe that's a day or two because you don't want the electrician and the plumber in there. That could be just a few days in itself. And then you've got the permit inspection for the rough-ins for that. So next up, maybe you'll get the shower guy in there and the shower guy is going to go in there and, you know, him or her, whoever's doing your tile work in there is going to come in there and do the floor, going to do the shower system maybe, or the, you know, tub with a tile surround around it. There's another solid week plus in there by the time they go in there, even with foam board going in there, because what they got to do is they got to build it out. And then they're going to have to water test it. So I'll have to put the water in the bottom, call for the inspection to make sure it doesn't leak. They'll come out and do the shower inspection on that. Then they can lay tile. Then they're going to let that dry. They'll lay grout. They'll caulk it. Then you'll get your shower door people in there. So really, when it comes all the way down to it, if everybody's working and it's not a massive, huge bathroom with a lot of big changes, that's a month. It just really is. And the same thing when it gets to a kitchen. You've got electrical, you got plumbing, you got a 2 days probably a demo in there because you've got a lot of other stuff going on. But the time you get that cleaned out and then start putting stuff back into it, you're 6 weeks quickly on a kitchen remodel. You just are. You got cabinets, you got countertops because like if you're getting stone, many times the countertops will come in. Awesome. They'll come in, cabinets are in, you'll do the template. They've got that scheduled, even if they're templating the day after the cabinets go in. Then you're waiting another week to 10 days to get them to come back out. So there's 2 weeks right there usually to go from template to install. And then after that, you've got the plumber because you got a sink. So you're 6 to 12 weeks on a massive kitchen remodel, depending on what you got going. It's just really that simple. So I don't want you guys out there to fall for the, you know, you can get that remodel done in 2 days. It just doesn't happen. Fast rarely equates to high quality. Now, you'll see people like the jacuzzi bath guys out there, no shade thrown to them, but all they're coming in there is there a lot of these one-day bath companies are coming in there is you're just covering up the old stuff that's in the wall. They'll snap over panels on the top of stuff, or they'll rip it out and snap in new panels in there, but really, you're just putting acrylic panels up. That's the shower wall system, and it's a snap and go. They charge you a ton of money, and off you go. And many times that works. That really works well for like hotels and things like that or rentals where, hey, I want you to come in, get in, get out, and we're just less intrusive that way. So everything has its place, but a good solid remodel, it's going to take you a bit. So just don't fall victim to the, hey, we're going to do it quick and fast. quick and fast is not what you're looking for. Yeah, it's going to be troubling. It's going to be a pain. And many times, like when the kitchen comes out, I've even seen some builders now out there, some remodelers that have turned around and bought these kitchen trailers. They're like RVs with kitchens in them. They can pull up and you can use that while your kitchen's out. And I'm like, brilliant things, guys. Brilliant. That works so well. All right, everybody. Well, let's take a look real quick and see what we have here for all of our recalls right now, because that's always an interesting one when I'm looking to see what's going on out there, because there's always some interesting stuff. And this week is no different. If we start out, you know, last week we had mentioned that Northern Tool and Equipment had their hot pressure washers recalled. Bunch of vitamins and the usual suspects, the swimming pools, the kids stuff, that kind of thing. You see all that stuff. Almost, if you've got kids, just every week, go on and take a look at the CPSC.gov and see what they have. There's other stuff in here. I'm seeing children bike helmets that are failing. You're seeing a bunch of furniture that they don't have tied off to the wall. Gets a little more interesting when you're looking at the Scepter fuel containers, so gas cans. The recalled fuel containers violate the mandatory safety standards for portable fuel containers because they lack flame mitigation devices. Yeah, they came up with a gas can that doesn't work, of course. And I hate this safety stuff. There is one great gas can out there. We'll talk about that in another one. But I've only found one gas can company that actually makes something that's actually going to work if you go to use it. So be prepared out there with gas cans. It seems that as they make them safer, they're just as useless as ever with those. Aerova, A-I-R-O-V-A, recalls Aerovine air purifiers due to fire and burn hazards. There's about 191,000 of these things. So they can overheat and ignite, posing fire and burn hazards to consumers. Get a hold of those guys. Again, CPSC.gov for that. Again, tons of furniture. Holy smokes. It's just crazy how much of those things that are out there. Arterion recalls Pure Steam Elite Travel Steamers and Mighty Little Steamers due to risk of serious burn. They can start spitting out hot water that is burned. There's about 75,000 of those. And the Pure Stream Mighty, there's about 119,000 of those. So you want to stop using those. Submit the recall request. And that pretty much takes care of everything on here that is of note that I see today to see what we have out there. Because, you know, there's always stuff out there, but I just like to give you each week when we do our midweek update here, what's going on out there. All right, everybody. Well, have a great rest of the week. This weekend, we got a great show coming up. I'm heading out to Design and Construction Week in Orlando, Florida. So next week, I will try my best to get a midweek special up from Orlando. It just technical difficulties on the road can be sometimes. So take a look at that. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and I will try to get that out next week for you. So we've got a lot of fun coming up here. Lots of great new products, lots of stuff. And I'm very happy that my Seahawks did very well at the Super Bowl this last weekend. Go Hawks. It is the Super Bowl victory parade happening today in Seattle. I'm super excited for that up there for those guys. They deserve it. And, you know, to all you other football fans out there, no shade on other teams. We all have our teams. And I'm not going to make fun of you today. We just ended up having the best team this season and walked it all the way through. Pretty rare for us Seahawks, so we like it. And it's nice to win the Super Bowl. All right, everybody, have a great rest of your week. Enjoy yourselves. Be kind to your friends and neighbors. Thanks again for tuning into Around the House. I really appreciate you guys. And make sure and hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast player. I'm Eric G. You've been tuning in to Around the House.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds, and here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast. tell the algorithms we're worth recommending, and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating and a couple of sentences. We'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.